This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 1, 2018. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, an investor in the Essex Sports Center in Middleton is accusing its owners of pocketing thousands of dollars instead of paying contractors and bank loans, which he said has left the facility on the brink of foreclosure. In a lawsuit filed in Suffolk Superior Court on December 13, Middleton businessman Costas Flessis said he invested $750,000 and gave the owners a $2 million loan to help them complete construction when the project had stalled in 2016. Instead of spending the money on the project, according to Flessis, three of the owners paid themselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in development fees. At one point, one of the owners diverted money or materials intended for the construction of the sports center to instead build an addition on his house. Flessis is seeking damages through a jury trial and is asking the court to place all assets unjustly retained by the owners into a trust. More on the story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. The city of Salem is dealing with a large water main break. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, in Salem, 16 hours after work began to restore water lost in the Highland Avenue area on Wednesday, a second massive water main break was reported. Dustin Luca writes on today's front page of the Salem News, quote, while completing repairs to the water break on Highland Avenue tonight, a second break occurred in the same vicinity. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll said DPW crews are now working to repair the second break. The same service area impacted by the first break will likely continue to have low or no water pressure throughout the night. The second break comes after homeowners, businesses, and schools in the western part of the city were hit with a water main break Wednesday after a 16-inch transmission line burst on Highland Avenue early on Wednesday morning. The break itself was reported by 220 Highland Avenue, the Tropical Products Building, at about 5:30 a.m. It occurred in a transmission line, a massive high-pressure pipe responsible for bringing water to the entire section of the city, according to Mayor Kim Driscoll. That created its own problem. With so much pressure in the line, that pressure had to be brought down in the line and it had to be drained before repairs could begin. That process took about 12 hours, according to the mayor. Quote, we're just getting in the ground now, the mayor said, at about 4 p.m. Before we can restore service, once the break is repaired, we also have to fully bring up the pressure. That, Driscoll said, could take a few more hours. Water pressure was officially expected to be restored by 10 p.m. on Wednesday night. Not only did this break affect scores of households, it also occurred under Highland Avenue, the most heavily used road in the city. The break is located right in the median, in the center of the roadway, Driscoll said. That means we're impacting both inbound and outbound travel lanes, and with all the water pressure from the break and depressurizing of the line since it had to be fully drained, there is a lot of ice in water and salt. The impact of the break was felt by businesses, homes, and schools throughout that area. More on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. In Swampscott, the town's first responders, including police and firefighters, are receiving opioid education and prevention training as the result of an anonymous $35,000 donation to the Lynch Van Otterloo YMCA in nearby Marblehead. The story is according to Gayla Colley in today's Item Live. She writes that Pam Sullivan, a YMCA spokeswoman, said the donation was made to create the education and training program for Swampscott first responders. The Lynch Van Otterloo YMCA is collaborating with the Swampscott Overdose Response Team, led by Swampscott Police Chief Ronald Madigan, and Leahy Health Behavioral Services, which is providing the curriculum and training for the program. Gerald McKillop, executive director of the Lynch Van Otterloo YMCA, is quoted as saying, it is core to the Y's mission to be a resource for the ever-changing needs of our community and to do all we can to convene organizations to strengthen our community and support children, individuals, and families. Police provided statistics up to October 2017 for overdoses in Swampscott. In 2017, up until that time frame, there were 13 overdoses with 2 fatalities. Most overdoses came from heroin and other opioids. In 2016, there were 27 overdoses with 6 fatalities. In 2015, 16 overdoses, 3 of those were fatal. More on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Gayla Colley. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.